It's going to get serious for a second here. I want to talk about racism or bullying or sexism. Has anyone ever like witnessed this? Either me, and if you want to tell your story, like, hey, I've experienced racism, sexism, bullying. This happened to me. But I'm more curious, is this ever you witnessed it? You saw someone doing it to someone else? And then what did you do in that situation as you witnessed this happening in the workplace or out and about? How did you handle the situation? 314-531-9898. When we were in San Diego for that work trip, we were like, you know, we're going out and hanging out and being social with people. And we were at a bar after the convention, and I was with some friends of mine, and I went to go leave the bar. And as I go to leave the bar, it's like a beach bar, so they don't let you take your drink with you at all. And most bars don't let you take your drink anyway, but it's especially important at a beach bar because you want to keep your beaches clean, right? Mm-hmm. And I go to leave, and the bouncer guy, security guy is like, hey, man, you can't take your drink with you. And I'm like, oh, dang, I just like kind of like have a half a drink. He's like, it's all good, man. Just hang here and drink and finish it. Super nice to me. A friend of mine right behind me, the security guy's like, are you trying to tuck your beer? And he's like, no, man, I'm just standing here with my beer in my hand, literally standing in the exact same way. And he was like, the guy gets in his face. He's like, I know your type. This is a black man. Completely different tone, completely different conversation. It got in his face, and then things got confrontational. And I just sat there and watched. And I didn't know if I should speak up, like, hey, man, like, he's my friend, he's good, or if I should let, like, them sort it out man to man. I didn't know what to do in this situation, and I just kind of laid back, because I didn't want to look like there were two things I didn't want to look like. I didn't want to look like I was his white friend savior, mm-hmm. And the second thing I didn't want to do is I didn't want to escalate the situation, because I feel like when multiple people come up to the situation, things get escalated. But I feel like if you don't stand up for your friends and you don't say anything, then you just leave them on an island their own.
You're part of the problem.
And he was, and the other thing I want to make very clear, he was like the only black guy in this bar. It was just white people and this dude who is a friend of mine that I didn't know like well, like an acquaintance or whatever. So like maybe I should, I don't know what you're supposed to do when you see somebody having these type of conversations out in public.
Ooh, that is an incredibly hard situation, but I feel like if I was in your shoes, I would have said something and stood up. I mean, it's hard because you don't want to escalate the situation, but you have to put someone in their place when they're putting others down so incredibly much. And that behavior is not okay. And regardless of how close you were with your friend who got shamed and put down for no good reason, I think that you should have said something.
I will say this. I've only experienced stuff like this a few times in my life. I had a co-host when I used to do a radio show in Dallas. She was black, and we had a direct supervisor, a boss, and he would make passive-aggressive racist comments all the time. Like he would tell her, like, you sound like a black person on the air, and we're not targeting black people. Like, who says that? That's so racist, so disrespectful. So I asked her, I'm like, do you want me to say something? And she said, I can handle myself. And so it made me think of it. In the other incident, I saw somebody on the side of the road getting very aggressive with their girlfriend or wife or whatever. It was a male in a female relationship, and the guy was yelling and was really aggressive. And I had just gotten on my car, and I went up to them and I said something. I was like, hey, are you okay, to the woman? And I said, dude, chill out. And I got involved in the situation. And I came back, and I don't know if it was my wife or whoever I was with said, you should be careful with doing that because you don't know the situation. One, they're talking. There was nothing physical. And number two, what if he has a gun? What if he has something? And I know, like, I'm bringing up this in the security thing, but, like, we've seen incidents escalate dramatically.
Rapidly.
And so I don't want to escalate anything, but also, like, you have to figure out what your role is. I just don't know what your role is when you see something bad happening. Does that mean you speak up, or do you just mindfully be aware?
Is it a thing, though, too, that you can speak up after? Like, is it a thing that, you know, after this event, and I'm just asking.
I saw what happened. You were seen to him?
Yeah, not necessarily doing it at the moment because of the fear of that escalation, but it's something you can go back to and say, hey, you know, talk to a manager, talk to somebody else, say, hey, look, I was at the bar yesterday. This type of behavior happened. It's not the right behavior. Please do something about it.
I don't know. I think you might need to, like, nick it in the butt right when it happens. I mean, I know everybody's fearful to escalate the situation, but that type of stuff has to be stopped. And
because then people think it's okay, right?
I feel like you really should have stuck up for your friend, or no matter who it is. If you see the type of behavior like that, that is not okay. It needs to be addressed.
I feel like it's better for you to stick up for them in the moment, and then maybe later on your friend is like, hey, I can deal with it myself. And you're like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Rather than maybe them coming up to you later and being like, hey, I would have appreciated like you coming up and trying to help me as my friend.
It's a tricky conversation. Let's have it. If you see something that you feel like is wrong, bullying, sexism, racism, should you immediately stand up? What if it puts you at risk, or does it not put you at risk? Does it help the situation? 314-531-9898.
He's on the Odyssey app.
I'm just full of regret now. I just feel like I'm overthinking this situation, or maybe I'm not overthinking it. Maybe I'm doing the right amount of thinking and self-reflection. It's the Brett Maga Show. When we were in San Diego for like a work convention, there's like some happy hours, go out some drinks with friends and mingle, networking, stuff like that. And I was at a bar with some colleagues, friends, you know, I wouldn't consider them like more of acquaintances. So I wouldn't like consider them like the tightest person in the world. And I felt like that maybe played a role in my head too, as I didn't know this guy very well, but we were familiar with each other. We were aware of each other. And he's the only black guy in the bar, to be honest. And I'm leaving the bar and the security guy's like, hey man, you can't leave with your drink. Super nice to me. He's like, just polish it off. Hang on. No rush. And then another security guy gets in my friend's face. You're trying to tuck your beer. You're trying to hide it, making all these like accusations to him, getting in his face. And then things like intense. Like they were not like this to me. And I didn't say anything at the time because I just let them handle their situation with the security guy. And one of the things that made me think of it, and this, if I'm going to be completely honest, completely transparent, this is going to show you my level of ignorance and maybe my white guilt. I don't think I associated with racism at the time. I didn't think, I don't even know if I realized I was witnessing maybe racism at the time until afterwards he was like, yeah, man, that's what racism looks like. They were nice to the white guy. They assume the black guy is up to something. And I was like, bro, I didn't even think of it that way. I'm like, should I have like spoken up? Do I just like escalate the situation? Do I look like I'm some white hero? Like, let me take care of my black friend here. The white guy's here. I didn't want to look like that. Like, I just felt like you're an adult. You can handle themselves. I don't know if I mishandled the situation or not. 314-531-9898. Jenny, what's your opinion? Should I have said something?
I mean, if I were you, I probably wouldn't have dealt with the security guards. I would have just turned to my friend and been like, bro, let's just step back into the bar and finish up our drinks. We don't need this, you know, toxicity. We don't want the night to turn out like this, you know. They're treating you wrong, and let's just go inside.
Maybe it should have been more vocal to him. So not, hey, stepped in with the security guard, but tried to. The other thing that I think maybe across my mind is, like, if I, like, tell him to calm down, I've been married long enough to say, like, you never tell someone to calm down. No. So I don't want to be like, you need to calm down. And I said that to him too, Jenny, afterwards. I was like, if I say something to you or you say something, you look like the angry black guy. And he's like, yep, that's what they would label me as. They label me as the angry black guy. I was like, that is crazy to me. Thank you so much for the call, Jenny. Kelly, do you feel like I should have said something when I saw the security guy? Well, I feel like being super intense with my friend after he was just super chill with me.
Yeah, I do believe that when you see something wrong happening that you should say something. It's just all in the approach. I understand had that fear of escalation, but as far as them approaching your black friend like that, that can happen a lot, and it could be unconscious racism, or it could be conscious. And it's just about having a conversation.
Yeah, I think
even with your friend and the security guard, like, hey, we're good. You know, we'll stop with the drink. You know, we're not trying to leave with it.
You know, the thing I'm hoping is happening is while people are listening to their car right now, they think of that to themselves, like, wow, you know, unconscious or conscious, like you said, you know, Brett was treated as a white person leaving, and the black guy, the only black guy in the bar, was accused of trying to smuggle out his beer. Like, you guys think about that, you know, think about that for a second and think about what must go through their minds. And hopefully, although I didn't say something in the moment, I'm saying something to a wide range of audience right now.
Yeah, and then, like, even having a conversation with the guy afterwards, like, you know, how did this make you feel? Was there another way to approach this?
Checking in on
it. You know, in that situation. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's something that you can deal with daily.
That's what he mentioned,
yeah. If you don't experience that with it, that's a heavy weight to carry.
Yes, thank
you. I'm a black woman, so I get that.
He said the same thing. He's like, it happens on a daily basis, and then I have to carry that with me throughout the rest of my day, and then act like I'm supposed to just go to work like nothing happened tomorrow.
You got to put that face on.
Wow, thank you so much for the call and such an amazing conversation. Lyric, do you think, would have given that situation, if we play it again one more time, do you think I should have said something?
Yeah, I agree with Kelly. I think it's just, even if you would have just said something, you could have just said something like, oh, well, he just said that we're cool to finish the drink right here. Just to, like, be like, oh, well, this guy said it's cool for me to do it. And sometimes saying something like that kind of, like, makes them realize that, like, they're being unreasonable and unfair to the black person for no reason. I also do think the story you said about your colleague played probably a role mentally in, like, you not saying anything. And I just think, like, it's important for people to know, like, it's different from, like, work stuff to, like, personal life stuff. Because, you know, like, work stuff with race stuff, you have to have, like, documents. Like, you have to do a lot of stuff.
Great point.
A lot of hoops.
Yeah, like, me stepping up with my colleague could have put myself in danger, and then there's no documentation, and it's a lot different than me seeing something in a bar or seeing something in public. Honestly, that's a great point and something I never thought of.
I can see that, but I do think that the issue is so big that it crosses both boundaries, and I think it needs to be spoken up no matter what you've seen.
Look, that's how change happens. Is when people start.
It's dangerous for the black person in the workplace. As someone who's went through it in the workplace before, it can be dangerous for them because then more retaliation can come back on them.
So
be a little more tactful when you speak about it in the workplace.
Well said. Like, because you spoke up. You thought you were doing good, but now you've created more harm. Mm-hmm. Man, that is crazy to think about. And honestly, straight up, Lyric, as a white person, just being honest, not something I've ever had to experience or worry about. And so the fact that you have to worry about that, I apologize, because that sucks.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having this call and having these conversations. I think that's what makes doing what we do special, is we're actually able to have these conversations in the public eye, and hopefully it opens up an eye and it just, you know, also do some self-reflection as well. We are still commercial-free on the Brett Megas Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.